You'll remember the first two verses? Yeah?
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishvate Ishvashamidam Saram Yashinja Jagatam Jigat Ena Prakte Namundika Margrida Kashishanjanam.
We also have to know the translation.
And word meanings. And report. Everything they have to know. There is one chair in priest, someone first here. Occupy. And then there are two chairs. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnameva Avashishyate. Avashishyate. Nice if you memorize or you use some of these Ishopanishad words or terms in your daily thoughts and expressions when you are speaking in English or Bengali, or you could throw in some Ishopanishad word in there. Like what? Any word that sticks?
Ishavasya consciousness.
Ishavasya consciousness. Very good. Ishavasya consciousness. Any other?
Purnam.
Om Purnam. Anything? Purnam. That's nice. Om Purnam. Adaha Umpurna Madaha Purna Midam. Could also say Purna Purna Madachate. You could only say that much. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to translate that. You could just say Purna Purna Madachate. What is that? When someone says Purna Purna Madachate, everyone understood what has been said. What is said? Purna Purna Madachate. Any attempts? Yes, in the back.
Nation from the Supreme Lord is complete
and perfect. Good, Purna Purna Udachyate. Udachyate, produce Purna. From Purna comes Purna. You could also say that. From Purna comes Purna. Or Sampurna is another. You want to say Sampurna. Make it even purna, more purna, by saying it sampurna. You could say kirtan, you could also say sangeet. You could say geet, you could say sangeet. Wholesome, more complete. Samyak. So purna purna madachyate, purnasya purnamadaya. Purnameva Vashishyate. 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. This is what the last two lines say. Purna Purna Vashishyate. So Purna Purna, at least that word Purna. Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purna Purna Vashishyate. Ishavashamidam Sarvam. Any words from that you could catch or in your daily vocabulary? Oh, sarva, very good. Sarva. Sarva bhavana. Sarva. Sarva shachaham. Sarva. Ishavasham idam. Idam sarvam. Idam. What is idam? This one. Something that is close. You point out. You can even touch, say idam, idam. Idam. So that one. That one. So idam. Ishavasham idam sarvam yatkincham jagatyam. Jagat, you know jagat. यूनिवर्स जगत्याम जगत तेन त्यक्तेन भूंजिता तेन बाह्यम तेन त्यक्तेन kept aside tena tyaktena bhunjita, you enjoy that much only which is your quota. Kasya svid dhanam, dhanam, what is dhanam?
Wealth.
Dhanam na dhanam na janam, na sundari especially savita pa jagadisha kamae jagadisha netra tena tyaktena bhunjita ma. Ma, what is ma? Do not. Different meaning. One is do not. Ma. Tamaso ma. Jyotirgama. Do not stay in the darkness. That topic is coming up today. In fact, it talks about someone going to into the darkness, entering the darkness. Ma. Tamaso ma. Tama. Tama, you are familiar. Darkness. So like that, not only is verses and the words to be, they call in Hindi or in Sanskrit, they call kanthastha. Memorizing something is called kanthastha. Have you done this kanthastha? Meaning, is everything now in your kantha? Is it all ready to go? So when something is kanthastha, then it just comes. It's already ever ready to go. So is it kanthastha? But then those who put things only in the throat, then that could be like a parrot also. Parrot-like. He's saying ram, ram, ram. Some parrots. There was some news that said some days ago that there's some bird somewhere, he speaks 600 words, like a, that's a lot of words, a lot of things he's able to express.
Many slokas.
He's saying that? That bird is saying many slokas? No. He's not saying slokas. Different thing he's expressing, up to 600 words. Mm-hmm. Broken words, but really good. Understand what the bird is trying to say. So the bird's words are in the throat. So he's saying ram, ram, but then if you try to choke his throat up, or then he will give up his ram, ram. And he will say tan, tan, tan. Some other sounds. So, the verses should not only be in the throat, memorized, but they should, if they could go into the heart, they could go into the head, consciousness. In other words, they should not stay just in the form of information, but if they could do some transformation, transforming effects they have, changing consciousness and changing direction of our lives, in fact the paradigm shift, the turning point. Mantras are powerful, the words in the mantras are like a bija's seeds, and there's so much potential in each of these mantra and seeds, the words are very, very powerful. So not sitting, just in the throat, just stored, but assimilated, assimilation. So as we say, so things could sink deeper and bring about the necessary revolution in consciousness, change in consciousness. So that is just a piece of advice. So after these two verses, you are expected to memorize also, right? You have to memorize these two verses. It's part of your syllabus, the homework. Then now we turn to the next mantra, mantra number two. We have two mantras today, two and three. So what is this mantra? Kurvanneveha karmani Jiji vishechata samaha Evam tvai nanyate tosti Na karma lipyate nare Kurvanneveha karmani Jiji vishachatam samaha Evam tvai nanyate tosti Na karma lipyate nare Few of you could say, we don't have much time for everyone to recite, but translation.
One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way, for that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternate to this way for man.
So, kurvan eva. Okay, word meaning we could have done. Kurvan.
Kurvan.
Doing continuously.
Doing continuously.
Eva.
Eva.
Thus. Iha.
Iha.
During this span of life.
During this span of life.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Work.
Work.
You know karma, right? Just for your karma, you know. So the plural of karma is karmani. Karma is work. And if you understand many works, this work, that work, that work, then you say karmani. You could remember this for the rest of your life. I mean, if you remember now, this could be useful for the rest of your life. Nothing to get confused. Karma means one karma, one activity. And karmani is many activities. Plural. And that also can apply with pushpani. You hear this? Pushpani, falani. So this is also plural. Pushpam is one pushpa. Pushpani is many pushpas, many flowers. So whenever you come across a word like that, pushpani, falani, santi, and vanani, many words are like that. Many words you will come across. Falani. This is not Sunday, this is something else. I don't know the English term for it.
Number.
Karmani works. Jiji Vishet. One should desire to leave.
One should desire to leave.
Samam.
Samam.
Shatam.
Shatam.
Astotara Shata, right? Astotara Shata. Astotara Shata means Shata and Ashta. And 108. Astot. So Shatam is 100. Samaha.
Samaha.
Years.
Years.
Evam.
Evam.
So living.
So living.
Tvai.
Tvai.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Na.
Na.
No.
No.
Anyatha.
Anyatha.
Alternative.
Alternative.
Itaha.
Itaha.
From this path.
From this path.
Asti.
Asti.
There is.
There is.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Na.
Karma.
Karma.
Work.
Work.
Lipyate.
Lipyate.
Can be found.
Found.
Nare.
Nare.
Unto a man.
Unto a man.
That's word meaning. Traditionally, that tradition is not so much in practice. While approaching any mantra, you say the mantra, then you understand the word meaning, or one who is giving discourse or that verse, that mantra, then you'll break that down, mantra into smaller bits and pieces, tear it apart, and show you this is this, and this is that, and this is that, and then assemble all that, and make that into a translation and purport or deeper meanings. Bhava-artha, they call bhava-artha. Purport is called bhava-artha. Artha means meaning, but it's not just word meaning, but bhava-artha. Confidential, deeper emotions and some things related with it. Not just a technical meaning. Shabdartha, the word meaning. So keeping that tradition intact, Prabhupada has in his books, he has slokas, he has word meaning, then translation performed. So, the rishis, as they would reveal the deeper meanings of the mantras, they would enter into the words, the word meanings, and explain them. How this word fits in here, and what does it convey? Same word, in one context it has one meaning, in another context it assumes yet another meaning. So what does it mean here? They would explain that. So evam kurvan. Did we finish word meaning or not? We did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we went to that. Kurvan eveha. So doing continuously, eva. You see the word eva there? It is already in front of you. Huh? Eveha. Now it is, you don't see eva, but eveha. Eva plus eha becomes eveha. Shorter way of saying it. Put it together. Sandhi part in Sanskrit. So eveha. So eva means thus. And the third line also says evam.
Yeah.
Evam tvai na anya. Na anya. So I'm trying to get your attention to these two. This one?
Yes.
Ready to go? One eva is here. Evam is thus. And one eva is here. This way, evam. And this is kurvan. Means what? Doing continuously like this, evam. Then you get this result of shatam, 100 years, you will leave. So what is this eva refers to? Huh? Devotional service, that was also a nice reply.
What's karma?
Huh?
Karma.
Okay, karma, what kind of karma? Someone else was saying something else.
Doing karma in
Ishavasya. Ishavasya, yes. This refers to what has been already said. One person is talking, right?
Yeah, it's a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation. And he's also saying Tvayi. Tvayi, what is Tvayi?
Unto you.
Unto you. Who could this possibly be?
Supreme Lord.
Huh?
Supreme
Well, you? Student. Student is one reply. What student is this? Student. His name came up, was read on the board, you probably have noted down. I mean, that's not student's name, but the teacher's name. The teacher was speaking. Atharva. Atharvan. Adhyan Atharvan is a Rishi, revealer, Harivar. Hare Krishna. What's going on in the back? Like night time. The back benchers have advantage. So when Rishi revealed this holy Shopanishad unto his disciple, and he was also his son. So this Tvayi unto you. He's addressing his son and disciple. Evam Tvayi. For you, there is no other. There is no other path. That's what he says. Even so, first of all, a lot of things are coming up here. They're trying to make it clear. This Evam and this Eva, thus and like this, this way, Kurvan. If you act like this. What is this? This refers to the previous two verses. Ishavasham consciousness. Very good. That has now gone into your become your vocabulary. Ishavasham consciousness. And Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. This the completeness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you have realized that you are just incomplete without. That complete Supreme Personality of God, and you have to link with Him, you have to devote your life, perform devotional service, all that knowledge. So that, the mantras, the word meaning, and the translation, the purport of the previous two verses is referring to, evam, like this. If you function karmani, kurvan eva iha means in this world, during this lifespan, if you work iha is hidden here, iha. Kurvan, you perform activities, look here. Kurvan, while performing activities like this, then you will leave. Jiji Vishet, how long? 100 years. Hundreds of years. You just leave on and on and on. And it says, Evam Tvayi Na Anyatha Itaha Asti. And there is no alternative to this. There's no other way. No other way. No other way. This is what is being talked about. What is that? Hare Nama Iva? Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. Nasteva. So you see here, na is there. Anyatha, any other way. Itaha, other than this one, besides this, asti, there is. There isn't, in fact. Na. Na asti. Na and asti here. Na asti. Anyatha, itaha. So this is the way. This is a positive statement. If you act like this, you will go on. You will live long, long life, clean life. Let us start here. Na karma lipyate nare. Karma, that karmani, karma lipyate, entangling. This world is very sticky. Wherever you go, wherever you look at, smell, touch, what happens? You get stuck. Yayato Vishayan Pumsam Sangasteshu Upajayat. Immediately you develop attachment to that smell, to that touch, to that form, to that sound, to that taste. But if you work like this, like what? Ishavasham and all that. Om Purnam, that basic premise, that basic understanding, with that understanding, no difficult. Na karma lipyate nare nara. What is nara? Man. For a man, there is no... What does Krishna say something about like this in Bhagavad Gita? There's one statement of Krishna that also says something about lipyate, limpanti.
Namam
karmani limpanti. Name karma phale spriha. Because I have no spriha, I'm not hankering for anything, I'm not motivated, I just perform my activities. Name karma phale spriha. That is why namam karmani limpanti. Mam, to me, karmas na limpanti. They do not bind me. No activity is entangling me. That is my activities are janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatva evam again. One who knows, what does he know? That Krishna's activities are transcendental. And what is the outcome? Yatva deham punarjanma naiti maameti, comes back to me. There's no contradiction. We don't see any contradiction between statement of Upanishad here and Bhagavad Gita, Krishna statements. Bhagavad Gita is also Upanishad, Gita Upanishad. They can't contradict. It is just further refined and defined by Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So, Kurvam. Is this verse clear?
I don't understand the connection between a person who is not binded to karma, so why should he aspire to live for so many years? I don't understand the connection between.
I didn't understand.
He's asking, if you're free from karma, if you're not being bound by karma, why would you aspire to live for hundreds of years in this world, you know?
I don't understand the connection in the verse. Because it says, one who is not mind to karma, you may aspire to live.
Till he could live forever. Elsewhere it says one who is namam karman karma limpante naraha, that whether he lives jivova marova, either living or dead, no difference. He may live, he may leave the body. May leave on, or he gives up his body at some point. There is no difference. But he will leave. Normally, one likes to live a long life. No one wants to die. So Prabhupada's opening statement is, no one wants to die. Okay, so one desires to live long, and the only way you could live long is this way. So that's being suggested here. You come up. More things are coming up. About this mantra, Valle Vidya Bhushan says, speaks the necessity of the Varnashram Dharma for purifying consciousness. Because one may not come to this Isha, Vasha, or pure Krishna conscious state of consciousness instantly. He has to get there. He has to purify so that he could come to even level of this na karma lipyate nare, not getting entangled. He's very much entangled, but his goal is to disentangle fully. But that's not going to happen instantly. So Balde Vidya Bhushan says, so there's Varnashram Dharma. You have put through prescribed duties for Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras. And as one performs those prescribed karmas, prescribed duties, Brahma karma, Kshatriya karma, Vaishya karma, Kshigo, Rakshavani, Shudra karma. According to ashram also. So this is a purifying. And then one comes to the stage of Naishkarma, transcendental stage or position. And Madhvacharya, so before we go to the purport of Srila Prabhupada, we just wanted to quickly refer to three of our acharyas' comments on this. Madhvacharya says, man is ignorant and doesn't worship, so he incurs sin. The goal is worship, but he is ignorant. He doesn't know Isha Vasha, Om Purnamada, Purnam. What does he end up doing? He commits sin and not perform worship. That is for the karmis, if we could say. For jnanis, if they do not worship the Lord, if they do not go for upasana, then they will diminish in their bliss. Their goal is to get anand, brahmanand. But because they are not worshipping the Supreme Personality of God, they are not coming to the right conclusions, so they will diminish in their bliss. The jnani who is free from sin becomes sinful by his omission of worship. So jnani, in his no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, he is not committing any of this sin, he is considered sinless, but he is still considered sinful because what?
Worship.
He is not worshipping the Supreme Lord. He has not come to the right conclusion. Om Purnam. Lord is Purna. Is he also has a form. I am his part and parcel. I can only be Purna if I worship him, I connect myself with him. Therefore, everyone should perform action, and that action is worshipping the Lord. So that's Madhvacharya's comment on this verse. There's some other, but I just noted this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, performing action with previously described mentality, you can live 100 years. Previous mentality is what? Previous mentality. Previous two verses, this is the mentality, this is the consciousness, this is the attitude, these are the values. And so stay focused, never lose the sight of this, and you will result is that you will live 100 years or longer. I was in South Africa. In South Africa, the lifespan is now 33 years. Yeah. The average lifespan in South Africa is 33 years. Going down?
AIDS.
Good. aids have come to their aids. They are being aided. So lots of people are leaving their bodies in 20s and 30s. Of course, there are lots of people in 40s, 50s, 60s, but lots of them are just departing, leaving, dying, dropping dead. So lifespan is 30 years. And of course, what this is talking is living hundreds of years, shatam samaha, is not a just living, sake of living is not what is being talked. Thus, it's not so much glorious to just lead a long, long life. Shukdev Goswami says, Taravaha kimna jivanti, aren't the trees living long, long life? Prabhupada talks of some trees in California. 7,000 years, he says. There's a national park in California, and the big trees, the trunk is so big that you could drive, or they practically drive them. There are holes, the tunnel, and they drive through there. So, taravaha kim na jivanti, bhastra kim na susanchita. Aren't the trees living long life in Mayapur, Navadvip? Of course, these trees are not ordinary. We don't want to say anything against them. In Calcutta and other places, California. And aren't the bellows of the blacksmith? You have seen bellows of the blacksmith? So much air in and out. So our lungs are doing the same thing. So Bhagavatam says, Shukadeva Goswami, what's a big deal living a long life like a tree, or a breathing like a bellow of the blacksmith? And then he says, what's that? Kim pashavaha pare, khadanti namehanti, kim pashavaha pare. Aren't there the animals, the dogs, khadanti, aren't they eating? They're also eating, they're also living like trees. Long life, breathing and eating like animals, and passing semen like khadanti, na mehanti. The conjugation is going on. The dog is freely in square. He's doing his business. So if the human being leads a life like this, then so that's not just living long, long life. Better to leave than to talk. Better to leave just a few breaths, but a full Krishna consciousness. That's far, far superior than leading a long life. So that has to be understood. So normally, in Vedic culture, there is a, if you want to, on their birthdays or something, you want to, what do you do? Happy birthday, greet them. Well wishes, then you say, may you live long life.
Are you saying the
There's a Sharadaha Shatam Pashyamaha. May you see 100 autumn seasons. Because one autumn season is once a year. So seeing 100 autumn seasons means you may live. Sharadaha Shatam again, Pashyamaha. May you see, Pashyamaha, 100 autumn seasons. So that's a common... okay, then while living a day-to-day life, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, one must necessarily perform action, otherwise you will die. Action has to be there. Or at least live uncomfortable life, if you don't act. Action has to be there. Actions in relationship with Him, that's Lord, are no longer cause of bondage. Na karma lipate nare. Action is performed in relationship with the Lord is not an ordinary action that binds you. That action liberates you. And Prabhupada is going to be talking of different kinds of actions in the purport. Okay, so that's about this verse, different acharyas. Okay, what do you have? No one wants to die, everyone wants to live as long as you can drag on. What other point? There is a hard struggle for life by all kinds of living entities, and the Vedas say that this is quite natural. Living being is eternal by nature. We are eternal. We don't want to die. Living entity has to work for his livelihood because that is the law of material nature. And if he does not act according to his prescribed duties, you could see this, huh? Prescribed duties, you can highlight or underline. He transgresses the law of nature and binds himself more and more to the cycle of birth and death in many species of life. So all these purport points are all this have connection with the statement, the text, or different words, different aspects, parts of the of the text. Then karma, karma, vikarma. Next paragraph. That's the top. You are familiar, you have studied Bhagavad Gita already, right? Entire 18 chapters. So in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks of three kinds of karmas, and they are? It's important. Before we begin karma, we have to know which karma I should perform. Which of these karmas is authorized? A karma is authorized. So what is a karma? No karma. No karma. No karma of this material world. It is not a karma, it is not a vikarma. That is a karma. A karma is what? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnoho, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. What is this? It's all a karma. Devotional service is a karma. Karma of not this world, but another world. Although you are performing that karma here in this world, and that is how you are kind of, you have reached, you are already there. It is like a extension of the spiritual sky, wherever you are. Prabhupada is in New York. He says, my mind is always going to Radha Damodar. My mind is, Prabhupada is in New York, but he's not in New York. Where is he? He's in Vrindavan. Or he's in Golok Vrindavan. So wherever devotee is performing his akarma, devotional service, that part is not, he's already up there. He's already up there. He's not in this world, and that world is not binding, that activity is not binding him, or he's kind of breaking the bonds by each of his chanting of Hare Krishna, every time he takes a bites of prasad, but if you take too much prasad, then you'll fall asleep. And then you miss all the class. Other prescriptions. So every activity has to be, you have to become knowledgeable. So karma, where does karma bring you to? Heaven. Yes, a vikarma brings you to hell. Another karma brings you to Vaikunth Golok. Like that. Urdhvam gacchati. Urdhvam, one who in goodness goes up. Adha gacchanti tamasah madhi tishtanti rajasa. Three modes of material nature, then you just go up, down, or stay in the middle. So this is karma, vikarma, but akarma, you go far beyond. An intelligent man will know that both good and bad quality bind one to the material miseries. And consequently, they seek that work which will free them from the reactions of both good and bad work. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, na ramate buddha. Na ramate buddha. The intelligent person, buddha, na ramate adhyantavata. Adhyantavata. Something that has beginning and end. The intelligent person doesn't indulge, doesn't get into it. The beginning is, what is the, how does that verse begin? You don't know? Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yona eva te. Then adi ante is there. It began with bhoga and ends with dukha. Bhoga means some kind of sukha or happiness. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga. Sparsha, touch. Senses are touching the sense objects. And when the sense object and the senses come in nice contact, samsparsha, like a sankirtan or sangeet or sampurna, nice contact, not just contact, but nice contact, close contact, or contact again and again, are always in contact with the sense objects. Like in the West, people, man, woman cannot just walk, you know. They have to grab each other and walk. So that's samsparsha. That touches. They don't maintain any distance in between. So that is a samsparsha. So they're always getting bound. At every moment they're getting bound like that. So this sparsha gives some kind of samsparsha, bhog is there. Bhog, some enjoyment is there. Because senses are being fed. The sense, touch sensation is being fed, so there is some pleasure. But that pleasure ends in dukkha eva te, suffering. So this is the law, this is the rule. So adi anta, adi ant. Adi means beginning. Ant, end. Something that has beginning and end. Na teshu ramate buddha. The intelligent person will not get inside that, get into that. So stay away. Stay out of it. I want to stay out of it. People say, stay out of it. Get out of it. The instructions of Ishvarnishad are more elaborately explained in Bhagavad Gita. And sometimes Bhagavad Gita is called the Upanishad, the cream of all the Upanishads. Bhagavad Gita, you could say that the verse number is the personality of God, says that one cannot attain the state of Naishkarmya or Akarma without executing prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedic literature. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur was referring to as society is in need of what?
Varnashram.
Society needs Varnashram. ISKCON needs Varnashram. We are international society. We are society for Krishna consciousness. Finally, I may not read everything. Factually, no one has to do anything more than render devotional service to the Lord. However, in lower stages of life, one cannot immediately adopt the activities of the devotional service. A similar point. Nor can one completely stop fruitive work. But then they are getting into different activities. Altruism, socialism, communism, nationalism, humanitarianism, and all sorts of isms. It's a long list. And Prabhupada said, there's no harm. You can do these things. Socialism, communism. How? And Krishna. God-centered conception. Isha Vashya. end of that paragraph, it says Ishavasya concept. And where is it? Okay, so Ishavasya, the God-centered conception. And like Prabhupada said, in Russia, communism is okay, but Bhagavad communism. So like that. You want to do some humanitarian work? Do food for life. America was also feeding people in Afghan. In the helicopters, from the helicopters they are dropping the lunch packets for all meat packets. Is this the way to eradicate the terrorism from the face of the earth? Every time you gobble up meat, what happens? That kills your mercy principle, and then you are ready to become a human bomb. Human bomb? You're ready to tie a bomb around your waist and go and embrace someone. Ah, Prabhu, Prabhu. And stay up, stay away. And then he'll blow himself up, and he'll blow people around him up. And so this is possible for those meat eaters, cow eaters. America doesn't know. They should have given this task to or food for life. If you want to eradicate the terrorism, the violence from the earth, one big missing link is what? What is missing? Krishna Prasad is missing. So if you want to do some humanitarian work, distribute food. Vegetarian, not only vegetarian, but offer that to the Lord, spiritualize it, and that will melt the heart of those who eat that food. And they will never ever think of. That is what happened to who? That happened to some of you also? By eating Krishna Prasad? All violence. There was a Mrigari the hunter. Mrigari, remember? Who remembers Mrigari? And he just took Krishna Prasad. And then when his Guru Maharaj was back, traveling that way, while meeting, going forward, he was clearing the path because they were
ants
on the path. The animal killer used to only half kill. And when they were, whatever was happening to them, he would have his dance, he would enjoy. So that person was now not willing even to kill an ant. So what happened in between? He chanted Hare Krishna and he took Krishna Prasad with association of Tulsi. So let them do this for 1 year in Iraq and Afghan, and we guarantee, if not wiping out the whole terrorism to a great extent. No progress has been made in so many years, but by adopting this program, immediately the tangible results. What do you think? So this is Upanishad principle. Upanishad recommending this for better quality human beings on the planet. So you can do socialism and humanitarian and this and that. Take care of your family, but God-centered, Krishna-centered, Ishavasya-centered. Okay, and like that, because we have one more verse to go. Consequently, Sri Shabdanisha advises us to exert our energy in the spirit of Ishavasya. Being so engaged, we may wish to live for many, many years. Prabhupada is concluding. Being so engaged, we may wish to live for many, many years. Otherwise, a long life in itself has no value. A few years ago, we were in Poland. Indradamya Swami, Shivra Maharaj, and a few of us were talking. And we were thinking how there are brighter days are ahead of this world. In the next 50 years, 100, few hundred, 500 years, the Sankirtan movement will spread far and wide. There will be Sankirtan parties and festivals and Govinda's restaurants and temples cropping up everywhere. And, so we are going to be missing all that fun part. So the thought was that if there is some way that we could just live long, connecting that to your, if you could just live long.
Yeah,
do it. Huh?
Do it.
Yeah? Just a thought. At least thought was there, so. Or not go home, but keep coming back. So living long, if you wish to live long, also for Krishna you could live long. Otherwise, if it is not living long for Krishna, then let me die now. What good is this life? That's the thought. If it is not long life for Krishna, then I rather not leave even one moment longer in this world or in this body. So by following this, the longer life talked about. Or in fact it says another verse, Ayur Harati Vaikumsam, that the with every rising and setting of the sun, your life is diminished. Everybody's life is diminished. One day less, 1 week less, 1 year less. But this is not applicable to one party.
M.I.G.
Yeah, that's true. There's Uttama Sloka Vartaya. Party that is busy with a Varta that talks about Uttama Sloka, that is Krishna. Those are busy talking and hearing and remembering the Lord. There is no influence of this time upon them. Time cannot. Like they are already like entered eternity. They have already entered the eternity concept of life. Others are losing life, plus minus a big deal for them, but for a devotee, for him, the sun cannot take away their life, can't make them older. And then again, we say Vaishnavas never die. That understanding is there. And they, by living, what do? Spread the word around. So you're all meant to do this. So that is that verse. And we have one more verse. Asurya namate loka andhena tamasa vrataha tan shekhya vikrachanti yekhe jatvahano janaha. Translation.
The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets now as the world of faithless, full of darkness and ignorance.
So, today we have two verses. And there's a good combination here. of the two. But one verse is talking of, if you follow the Ishavasya principle and the vision set by Ishopanishad in first two verses, follow that guideline, that principle, then what is the result? We just saw that result here. You lead a long life and you will not be bound by any activities of this world and all that. So there's a positive outcome because person following this principle, Ishavasya principle. While this verse is talking of the other scene, just the opposite. That if we don't follow this, it does just the contrary to the recommendation of Shastras, then where do you go? What is the outcome? Is this one. Asurya namate loka. So this is where you go. Andhena tamasa vrataha tanste pratyabhigacchanti eke chatmano janaha. This killer of the soul, Prabhupada uses this word again and again, very, very popular. So from this verse you're going to pick up some word. It's atmahana. 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 Atmaha means killer, killing. Atmaha. Killer of the soul. Janaha. People. Janaha is people. People are killers of the soul. And tanste pratyabhigacchanti. Pratya means after giving up this body. Gacchanti means go. Gacchati means going. Agacchati means coming in Sanskrit. So they will go. Pratyabhigacchanti. Where is our this thing here? Another second. So Atmahana, this is a very important term. Prabhupada used the word again and again. Killers of the soul, Atma. Killers of the soul. Who are the killers? Jana. AK. Those, who are they? They are the killers of the soul. Who are they? Those who go against. Yeah. So, tam te pratyabhigacchanti. Pratya means after giving up their body, gacchanti, they go. Where do they go? Loka. To the planets they go. The name, nam means name. Asurya. Asurya is the name of the planet or a group of planets or area or this existence. Asurya doesn't refer to asur. This is not a sura and asur here. But where asuras go, that place is called asurya. Their destination, their loka, named, same as English, right? Naam and name. So name word in English has come from naam in Sanskrit. You'll see many, many words originate in Sanskrit. Everything originates basically. Mother of all languages. But here you could see one example here. Loka asurya. A means no. Su means fine. And Ra means pleasure or happiness. So place where there's no, not so nice place. There's no pleasure. There's no happiness. Oh. Without nice happiness, that place, to such places they go. And it's further described as andhena tamasa vrataha. Andha, andhena, right, darkness. Avrataha. Tamasa avrataha. They are covered. Covered over tamasa, andhena. By ignorance of darkness. From ignorance comes what? Darkness. So both are there. Andha means blind also. Andha means blind. So tamasaha andhena avrataha. Always covered by darkness of ignorance. See that there? Covered avrataha by what? Darkness tamaha. Caused by ignorance. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktana. So the next verse. Tesham. Tesham evanu kampartham. Aham agyanajam tamaha. Nashyami atma bhavasso. Jnana deepena bhashvada. So there, Krishna says, that aham ajnana jam tamaha. Tamaha, darkness caused by ajnana, no knowledge, ignorance. Nashiyami, I destroy. I destroy what? No, I destroy darkness, which is caused by ignorance. And how do I do this? Jnana deepena bhashvata. I take a torchlight or a lamp right into his heart, torchlight of knowledge. I carry the torchlight. No, I carry the knowledge. I reveal knowledge unto him, his heart. But then he's not anymore in darkness. So that tamaha and andha connection is there in that verse also. So this is very unfortunate situation here. Other one was a fortunate, good, positive, but this is on the darker side and getting into all the trouble. And this is just because you don't follow. and then you are killer of the soul. The killer of the soul. Janaha. This is all that happens. So they kill the soul by killing the Ishavasha principle, or by throwing away the shastras, or by staying away, blaspheming sadhus, and like that. So, regarding this verse, Madhvacharya, he says, Navataramanti aho asat upasana atmahano. Madhvacharya is quoting verse from 10th canto. Write this down. 10th canto, 87th chapter, text number 22, where this Atmahana, the Atmahana concept of that idea has been repeated there in that verse. So so they do not delight in you, O Lord, in you, your pastimes, your qualities, your activities. Navata ramanti. Instead, asadupasana. They come up with wrong conceptions of this worship or that worship or yatamat. What? Tatapat. You don't know. Yatamat, tatapat. As many ways are there, as many concepts or philosophies are there. Those are the ways, those are the paths leading to the same goal. Like that is a very popular thing in Bengal. And it has become popular all over. So they come with some concocted idea of worshipping you. Asat upasana, false. Not based on, not authorized. Some concoction, some speculation. I think, oh, according to me, you know, I think, this is not the way, I think, and I feel, this is not a science, this is not a shastra, this is not a... So they come up with this asat upasana. So instead of absorbing Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namna Pratikshana Svadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So the acharyas to this Radha Madhav, their Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Dham, these are their topics. And Pratikshana at every step, Asvadana Lolupasya, they are addicted. And they are into it. Swadhu, swadhu. Pade, pade. They are doing this. But then there are some other parties out there. They concoct some other ways of approaching you, of worshipping you. And they are the killers of the soul. This is the point of this verse from 10th canto of Bhagavatam. They are killers of the soul. So they don't go by Sadhu Shastracharya. They don't go by this Ishopanishad, this Ishavasya. And they just manufacture something from their so-called fertile brains. And they end up resulting in killing their souls. So this verse Madhvacharya is quoting. Then there is another quotation here from Vaman Puran, and which says, it has a very similar, Asurya Namate Loka. This is Vaman Puran, but in same, at least one line is similar. Asurya Namate Loka Tan Yanti Vimukha Haro, says. Tan Yanti Gacchati. There's a Gacchati here, and this one says Yanti, the same thing. Yanti Gacchati is the same meaning. Yanti. Yanti. Mahamukayanti te. Mahamukayanti. So Gacchanti. Tan Yanti Vimukha Jana. Vimukha. Vimukha. Mukha is what?
Face.
So those who have their face vimukha, turned away. Instead of facing the Lord, face to face with the Lord, they are showing their back to the Lord. Their back is towards the Lord. That means they are going away from the Lord, right? Their back is towards the Lord. Lord is here, so this is called sadmukh. Face to face is called sadmukh. And when you turn around, it becomes vimukh. Mukh is this, face is mukh. Face. And you are seeing the Lord, you are facing the Lord, worshipping the Lord, obeisances unto the Lord, this is called sadmukh in Sanskrit. And when you turn around, show your back, it's called vimukh. It's against God. And then, so in that state, so that person, vimukha yanti, vimukhas go. Where do they go? Asurya namate loka. And it says, this is a rule, this is a fixed rule. In this universe, this is a rule, this is a law. That anyone who is haro, vimukhaha, hari, from hari comes haro, is against the Lord, is back towards the Lord, then yanti, they go, asurya namate loka. This is a Vaman Puran statement. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a statement from note it down. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, text number 23, not text, chapter 23, text 56. This is Devahuti speaking. Na tirtha pada sevayai jivan api mrato hi saha. Na tirtha pada sevayai jivan api mrato hi saha. So those who put their soul in dough, so those who do not serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, basically the meaning of this mantra is jivan api mrataha. While living they are dead. Jivan, while so called leading their life, living. Mrataha saha. They are like dead. They are not living, they are dead. Or decoration of the
dead body part.
Those who put their soul in dull, almost destroyed state, therefore they are called killing, destroyer of their soul. People are killing their souls. Could soul be killed? Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha. There's no weapon to cut the soul, and there's no water that could make the water, soul wet and all that. Well, as if non-existent, suffocated, separation from the Lord,
taking away into lower sleep.
Yes. So, but the soul is not playing any role there. Soul is not interacting with the Lord. Such persons gradually attain demoniac tendencies. Could you imagine? You can imagine, right? How people gradually develop demoniac tendencies, giving up soul's natural tendency to worship the Lord. Soul has a natural tendency to worship the Lord. That tendency is destroyed, minimized, ignored. Soul is hankering, soul is wanting, but shut up. It's just ignored and feels choked up like the bird in the cage. What is more important, bird or the cage? Of course. But if we only decorate the cage and not feed the bird, what would happen? Bird dies. In this case, the soul doesn't die, literally doesn't die, but it's all as good as practically dead. There's meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, are any of these activities for soul some great pleasure in this? Soul must be vomiting. Is the dancing in a hotel, or the soul dance there? Only body dances. But when devotees dance in the kirtan, who is dancing?
Soul.
The soul is dancing. The body is just accompanying. I mean, you could also keep your body on the side and let only soul dance. That we cannot do. Soul and body are kind of tied, connected. But basically the soul begins to dance. Devotee's soul dances when they are dancing in sankirtan. While elsewhere the bodies are dancing and the soul is crying, dying to get out of there. So that's like a killing, ignoring, not looking into the demands of the soul. So it's like a killing of the soul. Modern civilization. Okay, so the Prabhupada has our time is running out. So for your information, Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter. What is the topic of 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita?
Divine
and
demonic
nature.
Mostly divine.
Yeah. So because this verse is talking about Asurya Namate Lokandena Tamasa Tataha. So recommended you could study that chapter more thoroughly, because you have to know what is right, what is wrong. In order to avoid wrong, you have to know what is wrong, right? That's why we study. Not that we want to be demons, so we want to study in how to be a demon. How not to be a demon. So it's recommended that you study that chapter in relationship with this verse. Those who are cognizant of these responsibilities, who work in the spirit, are called surah. So surah, there are surahs have been defined here by Prabhupada briefly. Rigveda states, what is the statement? Surahs always aim at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality, Vishnu, and act accordingly. And material world can sometimes compare to the ocean. Material world is ocean, and the human body is boat. And what? Okay, captain, you have. What else do you need? Variable wind. What is that? Ishabnishad. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Variable wind.
Well, then here, this one is in this particular analogy, it's compared to the human body is the favorable breezes, and the scriptures and the chariots are the boatsmen. This particular time. Other time it's
different. I've taken note of that. So we have everything? I mean, unfortunately, we have material world. We don't need it, but it's here. We have human body, and what else do we have? We have Prabhupada and Siksha Gurus. Diksha Gurus are there, and lots of Prabhupada's books are there. Everything is there. Then you like to complain? Anything to register complaint? And then why a man given a better life than a swine? Swine is same as swan? Swine. Who knows English? What is a swine and swan?
Swan is a bird.
Swine is always a pig?
Yes. No, sometimes.
But some other word? Some other word?
Boar.
I guess somehow I was thinking there's another similar word for swine.
Donkey. Swine is considered as beautiful.
Yeah, some family is keeping those swine. A few days ago they showed me two ones. So, any other remaining points from the rest of the purport? Conclusion is, very end. The human beings are meant not simply for solving economic problems, but to solving all the problems of material life into which we have been placed by nature, laws of nature. And so solution is there. Solutions are being provided. The problem is that people don't know what the problem is. Right? Isn't that the problem? Did you hear that? Did you get that? The problem is that
people don't know what the problem is.
Yes. They think eating, sleeping, mating, defending is the problem, which isn't really the problem. And that's economic development that they get into that. The real problem is how to get out of this birth, death, how to avoid these dark regions, going down to hellish dark regions. This is a problem. And as a result, by promoting this economy development and all that they're doing, this is killing the soul. The present education Prabhupada also described this as a slaughterhouses. Slaughterhouses. Schools and colleges around the world, universities are just making plans to kill the souls of the children by Darwin's theory of evolution and this and that. It's creating more ignorance. We're supposed to be becoming knowledgeable, coming to the light. So that's why the name Bharat, people of Bharat means, Bha means light. Rat means absorb. People absorb in the light. Because people are absorbed in the Shastras, people are absorbed in this cultivation of knowledge. That is why they are known as Bharat. The Mahabharat also. That's not going on anymore. So it's a major trouble. So there is no other. That's why the verse number 2 says, "Na anyatha." There's no alternative. There's no other path other than this one. This path shown by our previous acharyas and sages and the vision setters that set the vision and shastras. Any questions? We have a few minutes. What to do with this? You know, this, I don't know how to go faster than I'm told, which I can understand, and that I should have a lot of time, half an hour, 45 minutes for discussion. And it's not even finished, our presentation is still more to go. Sure. I'm not going to read and give purport, otherwise we just quickly take note. When you finish,
you can tell me.
You are familiar with this. You don't have to read. Close this curtain. A little better. Show. Person is bound. You are saying, right? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Already bound, you can see how. And then falling down into the lower species. Mr. Darwin. So that is the civilization. Like that, right? This is what, Chicago or what?
No. New York, not the
Indian. It?
No, the tower is better. Sorry. It looks like
the old
tower. Oh, without the tower?
Yes.
The tower was here, that place?
No.
No, it doesn't look like. Okay, next.
No?
So this is get a visit of the Surya Anamati Lopa. He's ready to become a dog. Enter the body. Very similar, right? This part and that part. He's ready to exchange the souls. He'll come here, he'll go there. Kill them. Only a different voice, I guess. Real polished. Oh, this is considered the high class, right?
Yeah.
Aristocracy and the high living.
Yes.
And low?
Thinking.
So, Ishvara Upanishad is saying, turn it around. Simple living, High thinking. Shivashitting. Facilities of human life. It's Kanki. And he's inviting Sankirtani Guri. Both here sometimes? The chakras and everything. Yeah. So time is over. So, questions?
The word Apurusheya.
Apurusheya.
Is it only word spoken by the Lord, or it's by His pure devotees as well?
No, only by the Lord. But by devotees, then it becomes smritis. Then the Puranas and Itihasas and different other writings, they become the authors. Actually, this smriti is, the author is Lord. No one really gets the credit. In other area, then there are other parties. Realize.
How do we understand Sri Shobhanishad being spoken by Dadyan Atalan?
It fits somewhere. Originally it's all from the Lord. But everything is originally from the Lord. At some point he gets in there. Technically it's all Apurusheya, it's all coming directly from the Supreme Personality of God.
Someone who is killing someone else, the body, is he better than the killer of the soul? Or killer of the soul is even worse?
I mean, you kill only bodies, right? No, does anyone kill make a soul the target? Yeah, what is, I mean, the violence has been explained. A killer of the soul is more violent person. If the soul wants to reach Krishna, and by this killing and other all sorts of hindrances which are killing of the soul, described as killing of the soul, they are just keeping the soul away from the Lord for a longer period. Now, after going through so many species, 8,400,000 varieties of species, now he has his chance. The chance here. Open this. But then, if someone becomes a stumbling block, then it's going to be he's coming between the soul and the Lord. Whether it's a killing, physically killing, or just drink, you know, giving wine to drink, or then meat eating and taking him to the hotel taking him for a ride, you know, cheaters and cheated, or you know, somehow distracting that person from the goal of life, or misleading and cheaters and cheated and imperfect senses and still claiming to be authority. I mean, so many kinds of people are killing the souls, and the soul is just kept away from the Lord for a longer period. So that's a big violence. So that's a violent part.
Martin, everyone gets his quota, but everyone gets his quota, but due to previous sinful activities, but karma, one can get less than his quota. And for example, so many humans, we don't have enough food, dying with starvation. Is it like that? It's not always sure that you get your quota to live your life.
That's why we fast on Ekadasi, So when there's a fasting, so much grain, that day's grains are saved, and then they become, those grains are then available for others. Prabhupada states that as one of the benefits of observing Ekadasi. Yes, and there's enough for all those who have been born or given birth on the planet. Some take more, certainly at somebody's cost, at the cost of some others. Some people are, of course, more people are dying out of overeating. The surveys show, the statistics prove that more people die because of overeating compared to the people die by the starvation. So there, if those who eat more, if they could eat less, they will not die. And that whatever they ate less could be fed to those who are eating less and under malnutrition, and they could survive. So this mismanagement problem I was talking, as a result of the whole imbalance. In some countries they just dump big stocks into the ocean of grains or this or that, just to control the price, or while people are starving in other part of the world. So the sharing things, people when Isha Vasha, God causes moves and minds, then share things. Somewhere there's a potato, somewhere else there's more cotton, somewhere else there's some milk, somewhere else there's bartering. So bartering not only just between families, but bartering could take place between countries. And because of the lack of goodness, I mean, there are lots of mrigaris out there. When other people are suffering, some people enjoy. Seeing others suffering, some countries enjoy. But if there could be a paradukha dukhi, seeing others suffering, if you suffer, then you will do something. And that's the God conscious person would do something. I'm eating too much. Let me share this with him. There's also some kind of interference with the quotas, quota business by demoniac nature of others. And,
but don't forget to let, they were sinful before, and those who take too much, they will get less in the next life.
Yeah. Yes, sure. So the kings, you know, they used to study all these principles of shastras, and then they used to manage country, their kingdom, their empire, according to the principles, and make sure there's no injustice or someone getting more or less. We were talking yesterday also, those who had extra, they would give in charities or give that as a to the king, and the king then see where there's a less clothing, less fooding, less this, and then they manage and distribute even. And that goodness was there. People were good, if not best. So they were concerned. They were not into this little world of me and mine and I, my wife and two children, and if I keep them happy, at any cost. I'm a hero. Anyone can manage the family is considered a hero in this age of Kali. But people have different family concept. Of course, they were small family unit, but they always thought they were part of a big family, big universe. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Vasudha is earthly planet. Everybody on this planet is part of my family. This was their thought. This is how they, and they were not just parrot-like, that they were, you know, they were memorizing these verses and concepts, but they would practice like that. And the travelers and preachers, they could just walk into Atithi Deo, you're welcome. No questions raised. Why have you come? Who are you? Show me your ID. He did not even send email before coming, you know. There are no manners. The guest is being chastised at the entrance. So, with a different consciousness, different values, different friendship, love, affection, care, in taking interest in others' needs. And this was a dominating factors and seeds. Okay, we'll stop here.